The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Krishas Daf Vav, the Gemara at the beginning of the Daf, says, Omer Abaye, Hashta Da'amit Simno Simona Milsahi, that a simon for a Dovah Toiv has validity, it's a good tzach. A person should be rogel, should be in the habit of eating at the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah, kara v'ruvio, karsi, silka v'tamri, these different peiros that are a siman toiv. It's interesting, there are various girsois in this Gemara. The Gemara here says l'meichal, to eat. The Shulchan Aruch Kubetzes here has a girsa, brings from other svarim, that it says l'michzi b'reishata, that you should be ruggled to look at these maichalim on Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, the Gemara in Harihis, the same Gemara over there, the Afiyud Beis Ben Aleph, over there, the Gir Sataka is L'michza, that you should see these minim. And there's actually another derech over here. In the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, this is a Tshuva from Rav Haigain. He says, "Amr Abaye, Hashda Amr Simana Milsi Bereishat Alav Inish Ragel Dechazi." So again, he says to see it, and then he says, "V'Hashda Regilin Rabbanu LaSufa LaKarsi V'Adayin Kacha Minig Mikol HaChachamim Makrivim Lefneim Tanah Sheyesh Baidliya." You bring a basket with these various pears. Umebitim Boy, they look at it. Umanichim Yidehen Olav, and they put their hands on it. Al Kol Achas Mehen Umoitzian Mishma Simin Toiv, and they bring out from the name of each min a simon toiv, and then the tshuva goes on to talk about the different simonim. So apparently the meaning is not just to look at it, but to look at it and to put your hands on it. In there's a tshuva from Rav Sar Shalom Goin. He says a fascinating thing. This is brought in the Rav Yo in Chelik Beis Amud 331. He says like this: Gam b'sefer Ezra matzanu. We find in Sefer Ezra, Shahayu Boichim Beshuha Migalusa, when they came back, the Golas from Babel, when they came back for Bayis Sheni, Va'omalahem Ezra Alte Otzvu. Ezra said, "Don't be sad, Ki Kodesh Hayim Ladainenu, because today is a Heiliga day. Va'omar Ichlum Ashmanem Ushsum Amtakim." And we know that says in the Pasuk that Ezra said to eat Mashmanem and Amtakim, and the Shagasai brings the Raya, if I'm not mistaken, from this Pasuk, that he's a mitzvah Simchas Yantav on Rosh Hashanah. But then the Tshuva from Rosh Hashanah goes on and says, Kidei Sheta Heshana Toiva Shemena Umesuka Aleichem. Why are you eating these mashmanim? In order that you should have a Shana Toiva Shemena Umesuka. So it sounds like it's not all Simchas Yantav, rather it's this Indian of Simana Milsa, which is a fascinating thing, which we think that you would have thought that the first marker of this minig is the Gemara, our Gemara, but according to this tshuva, it's really the marker is in Pasuk, and this was going on way back in times of Ezra HaSeifer already. So it's obviously an extremely old minig in Klal Yisrael. Now, what are the machalim which we eat? So the Rishonim bring the Avud Ram and the Maharil. They bring that there's a minig, besides what's brought in the Gemara, there's a minig to eat tapuach, that's tovel b'dvash, apple dipped in honey. Now, this is not, like I said, this is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions other minim. This is not in the Gemara, but this is brought in the Rishonim, like we just said. What's the reason for tapuach? Specifically tapuach. So the Maril says that it's a remez l'stei tapuchim, which is, there's a remez to that. In the Pasuk, re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach soda, that it says by the brachas, by Yitzchak Avinu, that Avraham told Yitzchak, Rei Reich Benikar Echsoda. I'm sorry, that Yitzchak said about Yaakov Avinu. And the Dakar Moshe brings this over there, and the Taz, and the Bir Hagra, Shulchan Aruch says, that what's the Indian Dafka to refer to these brachas on Rosh Hashanah? He says, because this Maisa of the brachas happened on Rosh Hashanah. So there's a question if it was Rosh Hashanah, if it was Pesach, so Enkan Mekoyme, but Akoponim, as they state in the Goyin. There is various other reasons given in the Svarim for Tapuach. In the Ben Ishchayim Parshas Nitzavim, Ois Dalet, he brings a few Ramazim. One Indian he brings a Zohar Kodesh that says, the Pasuk in Shashim says, Rapiduni Bat Tapuchim. So the Zohar says, Tapuach Apik Chamro, Chavin Re'usa Deloyazik Chamro. Which means that Chamro, Yayin, wine, could be Mazik. So the minig is that people put tapuach, they put apple into their wine, and that's mamtik the yain. It makes it sweeter, it softens it, makes it more mild. So the idea is that the yain is a siman for the gvuris, for dinim, and the tapuach is mamtik the dinim, and the kavana on Rosh Hashanah is to be mevasim and mamtik the gvuris, that we should have a shana toiva umsuka. So that's the inin of tapuach dafka. Other reasons. Also, he brings it out beside. There's a question, halacha, what to do over here. Because, as we said, the tapuach is not mentioned in the Gemara, but the other minim are mentioned in the Gemara. Now, some of the minim which are mentioned, which it's taka the minik to eat, are shivis haminim. People eat tamarim and other shivis haminim. So let's say tamarim. So if somebody sits down, and he's eating tamarim and tapuchim, dates and apples. Which one do you make they're both the same bracha, by priyates. But which one do you make the bracha on? Which one do you hold in your hand and eat first, when you make the bracha? So of course we know that halach is you make the bracha on the shivas aminim. There's a whole siman shulchan aruch about this, in the kedim and brachas, in the halachas, in the gemara, how you make brachas on food. It's not a hefka, you can't do what you want, this is halachas, this is a seder. And Shivas Aminim comes before other prayers, even if the other pre is chaviv, even if you prefer to eat, let's say you like apples better than tomorrow, it doesn't matter. But Shivas Aminim takes precedence over chaviv. So if you're sitting down to eat tomorrow and apples, which one do you make the bracha on? You have to make the bracha on tomorrow. Now, many people do not do this. Many people, the first thing they eat after Hamaitzi, after the challah, is they eat the apple. L'chayrut shver. If you're about to eat tomorrow afterwards, or other of the shivas aminim, l'chayrut they should come before the tapuach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was ma'ir this. It's brought in the psicha to the machzor hamafirish. Subsequently, they also brought it in halicha shlema in Rosh Hashanah. And Hitaka says that you have to make the bracha on the shivas aminim, not on the tapuach, and eat the tapuach afterwards. That's what he says. He's meisiv over there that if for whatever reason a person wants to do like the, you want to call it the minig, that to make a bracha on tapuach first, so then he should not have the tamarim on the table and bring it only afterwards. So then if all you have now in front of you is tapuach, you can make a bracha on it. But I don't see any reason why you can't just make the bracha on the tamar. It doesn't say anywhere to make the bracha on tapuach. Most likely the reason people make the bracha on tapuach is because in Europe they didn't have tamar. It grows in warmer climates. So the minig for hundreds of years was to eat tapuach. Like Ataka says in the Rishonim from Ashkenaz, that they talk about, like the Maril, they talk about eating tapuach, because that's what they had. And of course there's chashuva reasons for it. I'm not suggesting you don't eat it. It has a very chashuva basis. But Shivas Aminim also have a basis, some of them, like we said, are in the Gemara. Akopanim, but in Europe they didn't have it. They didn't have the Shivas Aminim. So Mimela, the meaning became, you have to chali, you made a ha'etz and you ate your apple. So then we came to America, or to Eretz Yisrael, and now all of a sudden, Baruch Hashem, there's a riba in the shefa of Paris, and we can get any time of the year, more or less. So we have tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah. So what should you do? So Avadah said, tomorrow come first. In other words, even though the minig was to make a bracha on the tapuach, presumably the reason that they did that was because that's all they had, they didn't have tomorrow. And then when people started eating in tamarim, so they stuck it in afterwards, because, oh, the tapuach is what we make the bracha on. But Zakhtar B'Shalem is Amdan, that's a mistake. That the bracha should be made on the tamar, or any other of the shivas aminim, and not on the tapuach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.